Greetings and welcome to Bulls by the Bay, your weekly update from the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Today's Monday, June 16, 2025. I'm Karen Neesmith, Director of Community Relations, giving you the latest news from our vibrant waterfront campus. You may think that in higher education we take the summer off, but actually our campus is buzzing with summer activity. Whether it's summer courses, groundbreaking research, strategic planning retreats, or the laughter of campers echoing across campus, there's never a dull moment. With regards to our summer camps, last week saw the start of the She Draws summer camp organized by STEM Exposure and sponsored by Turner Construction. We also had USF Recreation's Camp Rocky and the Office of Youth Experiences SAT Summer Institute. And as in many summers for several years now, we have lots of youth running around with the Florida Fantasy Fishing Camp. Additionally, many of our newest Bulls were on campus for orientation sessions last week. So lots of youth create a special kind of energy in the air here. You can learn more about our summer camps by searching for USF summer camps. There are plenty more on all three USF campuses. Last week, we also held our quarterly campus advisory board meetings, which highlight the great work happening across our university. Among the highlights last week was hearing from student Oliver Laxo. Oliver is an environmental science and policy senior who last year also served as the chair of the campus's Student Green Energy Fund. The Student Green Energy Fund chooses sustainability projects to implement on campus and is funded by student fees. Oliver shared the innovative sustainability projects he and his team have championed in the last year, including an industrial composter to divert food waste, a beach restoration project, a food forest on campus, and more. Sustainability is a core value at USF St. Petersburg, and our students are leading the way in building a greener future. Another program highlighted at the Campus Advisory Board meeting was our Innovation Scholars Career Exploration Program, which pairs first-year students with job shadowing opportunities throughout the community. The program, now in its sixth year, is organized by our Career Services Office and specifically Program Coordinator Rita Zweifel. Rita described how the program helps with student retention and graduation rates. Through the Innovation Scholars, first-year students hit the ground running in testing out new career experiences and meeting professional mentors who can inform their academic and future career decisions. We are always looking for mentors in the community, and you can search for USF Innovation Scholars to find out more information and how to sign up. Another highlight from the Campus Advisory Board meeting was from Professor Zafel Unal from the College of Education. Professor Unal wowed us with a passionate, high-energy presentation on how he is using artificial intelligence to empower faculty in new and innovative ways. Dr. Unal launched a website last fall that is a platform featuring more than 2,000 tools that help educators throughout the nation use artificial intelligence to enhance learning. His website at teacherserver.com provides free AI tools to assist in planning, assessment, preparation, research, and more. There are currently more than 2 million users on the site who are primarily K-12 educators and college faculty members. Zafer, who was recently featured on Dr. Phil, was also recently named Associate Dean of Undergraduate Studies within the College of Education, and his data-driven approach will no doubt help elevate student success. We're lucky to have his vision and expertise. And that's all for now. That's all for this week. I hope you have a very fruitful weekend and stay cool. And we will see you next week for Bulls by the Bay. This is Karen Neesmith signing off.